Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
I don't know if you guys ever think about this, but if a girl ever wants to see a guy again, there's a few go-to moves that they'll use sometimes to guarantee that they get a call back.
Okay.
Like there's the old leave the sweatshirt behind at his place trick. Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then when it happens by accident, you're like, ugh. Yeah. Now I just have to say goodbye to it.
Or you fake like you sent a text to the wrong number. You know, like, oops, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to send it to you, but hey, now that we're talking.
Hey, you.
It's not a bad move.
And then, of course, there's leaving a positive pregnancy test in the wastebasket of his bathroom.
What? That's like an entrapment or something.
Well, no, he's definitely want to call you, and he's probably going to have some questions and maybe want to meet up again.
Let's hope. Or if he leaves town and he's a terrible father.
Well, I'm just saying the last thing you want to do is be honest.
Okay, last thing you want to do is fake a pregnancy. I don't know.
You always want to be honest, Jeff.
I'm saying, just try it. It works. Okay. And the guy in today's phone call thinks his date may have tried a little cat and mouse game with him to end up back at his place. And he was completely cool with it. His name is Nate. So what's up, Nate? Tell us about the girl that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Chanel.
Okay.
Ooh, Chanel.
Very fancy. High-end. Where did you meet Chanel?
Me and a group of friends, we got word of a spot up in the mountains, and we went up there. We spent a couple days.
You got word of a spot up in the mountains?
That sounds like in high school when I used to go to keggers in the woods. Like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a party spot. It's like a little touristy area. There's good bars there, good restaurants.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It's a little mountain town.
Yeah, okay.
Got you.
It sounded like it was some secret meeting out in the woods.
Someone's like, dude, these are the GPS coordinates. Just meet us there, okay?
But Chanel, she ended up being up there with a group of friends as well. So we ran into each other, my group of guy friends, group of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we end up pretty much, by definition, hooking up that night.
What do you mean by definition? What definition do you have?
Well, some people might have different definitions of hooking up. So
what's yours?
Well, are we the home run? Are we where are we at?
We're asking you.
No, I don't understand your analogies.
I hit a home run. That's we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Let's move on. So after you hooked up, is that what happened?
We're pretty much from the same town. So we ended up kind of exchanging numbers, and, you know, I got back home, gave her a call. Well, we chatted for a bit, and then we kind of set up a time and a date to go out and hang out. So,
okay, so how was that?
So we went out to a small place, you know, kind of an outdoor bar, fire pit, kind of relaxing, you know, nothing uptight or anything.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
And what, I mean, but, like, what was your interaction with her like? Did you guys connect?
Yes. So hung out. Had a couple drinks. You got to know each other a little better through talking to each other.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice.
There's a positive.
Okay.
So it got around like 10 o'clock. We got back to her place. I was dropping her off. And, you know, I'm going to wait until she gets inside so I can kind of see her door from where I am in the truck at her apartment building. She's not getting in. So she comes back down and she says she's locked out.
Oh, uh-oh. You think that's an excuse?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, she had two roommates. She said both of them weren't home. Both of them weren't answering their phone. So I'm kind of like,
I see where this is going.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you're a girl, wouldn't you think your roommates would?
Nate, it doesn't
like
have anything to do with her being locked out. She wants to hook up with you, man, and you didn't ask her. You already hooked up once.
She assumed. Dude.
I mean, that's the assumption, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you've already done it once, you're gonna do it again.
Well, we didn't really hook up. We just, you know, we hooked up. Remember?
Oh. Right.
Now I'm more confused again.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what happened? Down the door to her apartment?
No, I mean, I just said, hey, you could come stay with me. It's not a problem. So, you know, I have an air mattress that I take camping that you can sleep on. So.
Oh, air mattress, bro. Come on.
Wait, Nate, I mean, that's cool. Like, I think that that's fine that you guys don't want to hook up. Uh-huh. I don't know which one.
You know, I didn't want to impose just because we had hooked up in the past.
That's considerate. And, did she agree to that?
Yeah, she came back, and, you know, we watched a little TV, but we were tired. Blew up the air mattress, turned the TV off, and then just kind of went to sleep. And I went in my room, and that was it.
Was your place clean?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I knew she was coming over.
But it wasn't a mess.
Yeah.
How did this whole encounter end?
I woke up the next morning, and she's gone.
Oh, huh. So she called an Uber or one of her roommates or something to come pick her up.
She must have. But I go where she was sleeping, where the air mattress is flat.
Oh. Oh, my God. You gave her a mattress with a hole in it?
I mean, I had that air mattress for like at least 3 years. I take it camping. It's a queen size air mattress. The thing is very expensive.
Nice.
Okay.
So I'm like looking at it and I'm like, did she pull the plug on it? There's a hole in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's an air mattress. Like, to have one for 3 years is amazing.
Oh. Yeah, but this is a luxury air mattress.
Yeah, it's a Gucci air mattress, Brooke.
Sorry.
Dude, it was like $200.
Dang.
Wow.
So wait, what are you saying? Like, you're sad that she had to sleep on the floor instead of an air mattress? Or are you sad that...
No, I'm kind of pissed about the air mattress, to be honest with you.
Okay.
What?
So are we calling her now so she can reimburse you for the air mattress? Or do you actually want to see her again?
Well, first I want to ask her what happened with the air mattress.
Got it. Was
okay.
It her fault or yours?
And then maybe get another date?
I don't know. That hole is kind of suspicious.
You are a strange man. I just feel like you may just have to take the loss.
No, but I also feel like you're trying to do things right. I just don't think they're going right.
Right. Well, and the accusation that she destroyed your air mattress is probably not going to go over well.
Yeah. Well, we won't bring that up, but we will play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Chanel, and we'll try and get you a second date update. Okay, Nate?
I'm really, really hung up on this air mattress.
Okay.
Hold on. We'll do it after this. All right. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're speaking to a modern-day Lancelot. A true charlatan of chivalry. His name is Nate. He met a fair maiden named Chanel on holiday atop a mountain.
Magical.
Where they engaged in some old-fashioned buggery.
Oh.
And after that trip, they went on a date back home again, mm-hmm. where he drove her to a bar in his lifted pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. A lifted white horse?
Yes.
No?
At the end of the night, she did get locked out of her apartment, and like a true gentleman, he offered to let her sleep on the floor of his living room on a $200 air mattress.
Yeah.
The next morning was very upsetting for Nate because not only was Chanel gone, but his mattress was popped.
A luxury mattress.
And where did Chanel go? Is that right, Nate?
Look, I could pick up the sarcasm in your voice, but I really want to get to the bottom of the air mattress ordeal. So,
okay.
Me too.
Well, I think where you went wrong is the true gentleman move is to offer her your bed and you sleep on the couch.
Yeah, but I thought that would make her feel uncomfortable being in a strange bed in a strange room all by herself, you know?
So you think she took that anger out on your air mattress?
I really want to make accusations, but I'm suspicious now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this mystery. We're going to call Chanel right now.
And maybe get him a date.
Well, let's figure out the important stuff first. What did she do to your poor, helpless mattress?
I'll tell you right now, she gets another date with me if we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
All right.
I like it.
All right, let's find out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Chanel, please?
This is Chanel.
Hi, Chanel. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
Okay, what is this about?
This is about a segment that we do called Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can reach out to our show and we'll call them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay, so somebody called you about me?
Yes.
You're quick, Chanel.
I know.
I'm going to say that right now.
Sometimes we spend like 10 minutes trying to explain how this works to people.
And
we're like, no, seriously, they want to get in touch with you.
Like,
but the guy that emailed us about you, his name is Nate.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I am not kidding.
Oh, was that good?
Oh, it sounds like something Nate would do.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, Nate told us about your interactions together, and he seems like an interesting guy.
Yeah, he is quite interesting, a little awkward.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you guys spent a lot of time together from what he told us.
In fact, he said that you guys hooked up, but not hooked up. Just, we couldn't really tell what he was saying, honestly.
Depending on the definition.
It was something in the mountains.
Yeah.
You may have kissed, we're not sure.
We didn't really hook up in the mountains, and I could tell that maybe he was a little nervous. And I wanted to give him another chance. He's cute. He's charming in, like, a weird way.
Yeah, he's unique.
But even after the second time and we had some drinks and I thought he'd loosen up a little bit, I started to think that maybe he wasn't into me, or maybe he was a virgin, because he just was so awkward. He didn't touch me.
Well, I think he was just trying to be like polite and be chivalrous and not take things too quickly.
But you can do that. You can do that and still understand when someone's blatantly hitting on you. I mean, what was going through your head when he's blowing up the air mattress then?
Well, first off, I was super confused and why he was pretty much forcing me to sleep on this air mattress. Like, I even told him, I was like, it's cool. I don't mind if we snuggle a little bit, like trying to ease my way in and not make him feel uncomfortable. But he just was very persistent that I sleep on this air mattress. So I rolled my eyes in defiance, but I slept on the air mattress anyways.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, the air mattress is actually a little bit of a point of contention with Nate.
What do you mean?
Well, because when he went out the next morning, he saw that you weren't in the apartment anymore and his air mattress had a hole in it.
Yeah, it lasted like 3 minutes. I slept on it. I rolled around a little bit. I could hear the air wheezing out of it as I was laying on it.
Oh, and you just know it's going to be a terrible night. At what point did you leave? Did you wait till you were fully on the ground, or did you bail on the air mattress before it was fully deflated?
Well, there's a little bit more, I guess. I don't know if I should even indulge, but I feel like at this point you guys know everything. So I did get up, you know, maybe in half hour afterwards. I was just super uncomfortable on that air mattress, and I was gonna go sneak into his bed. You know, we kind of fooled around a little bit in the bed and hooked up, and I thought, you know, that maybe he just needed me to make the first move.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
Yeah, well, the next morning when I woke up, I rolled over, and it was not Nate. It was his roommate.
Wait.
What happened?
So I thought that there was only one bedroom. Apparently there were two bedrooms.
Oh, no.
And his roommate has like the same build and the same hairstyle. And yeah, I was a little bit tipsy. So I had a good time with him. And I really thought, I was like, Nate surprised me. Wow, this is cool.
Up with his roommate?
And you're the aggressor here.
And you didn't realize till the morning.
Yeah, the next morning, and the sun rays were coming through the curtains, and I obviously made a mistake, and I realized I made a mistake, so I called my roommate to get me the hell out of there.
Can you imagine the roommate coming up like, I had the weirdest dream last night, you guys.
I mean, he just went with it. That's the thing. The roommate just went with it.
Dude,
he didn't stop you and tell you?
I mean, I don't remember him trying to tell me. He definitely didn't try to stop me. Mm. I don't know, but I didn't tell Nate because, one, I think it'd break his poor heart. And two, I just don't want to be in an awkward situation where I have to be around those two guys
again.
Well,
Chanel, I hate to break this to you, but you did kind of tell Nate.
Wait, what?
I didn't tell you this, but Nate's been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
Yeah. Chanel, hi.
Oh, my God, Nate. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was quite an earful.
So, a lot of info.
I mean, I really definitely didn't mean for it to go down that way, but, ooh.
Well, listen.
No, I don't think you can blame Chanel on this one. I think that it's all your roommate's bad, Nate. I mean, she was just trying to come in and have some sexy time with you.
Right. And I mean, look, you know, things like that happen, but we got to talk, though, Chanel.
Well, I mean, I felt like you were rejecting me. So even if I had gone into your room, you probably wouldn't have done anything.
No, listen, hey, you know, it happens to the best of us. I want to talk about, you know, the air mattress that you were sleeping on?
No,
wait.
Yeah, the air mattress that deflated 5 minutes into me laying on it. I wouldn't even call it sleeping.
No, there was a hole in that air mattress.
Obviously.
I'm just curious as to how that happened.
Nate, you don't care about her hooking up with your roommate?
No, I mean, hey, what are you going to do, man? You know, but I want to know what happened. Did you have something sharp in your pockets?
I didn't even have pockets, Nate. I was wearing a dress. I didn't have pockets. I don't have any sharp jewelry. If you really think I popped that air mattress, you're delusional.
Nate, the description sounds like it was not in the best shape.
That's a $200 air mat. I've been taking that camping for 3 years. There was nothing wrong with
it. So do you think that maybe it got a hole in it and those many times you were taking it camping? I can't believe you're blaming me for this.
I'm twice the size of you, and it was fine when I slept on it. If you knew it was deflating, why didn't you come and get me? You should have woke me up.
She tried. Yeah. She tried to come and get you.
Nate, I just really don't understand. Like, did you hear what I said? I hooked up with your roommate last night. Did he say anything to you?
No, I mean, well, he started a conversation about you, and then we kind of just, you know.
And then you went on a tangent about your stupid f-ing air mattress that was already deflated before you gave it to me.
Well, him and I went over and looked at it, and we were trying to figure out a way we could patch the hole. I mean, you came up in conversation, but.
Wait, so did you know? Wait, did you already know that this happened, Nate?
I actually had no idea that that went down, but I want to get back to the matter at hand here. I need you to really, really just think back to that night. I mean, as much as you could possibly remember.
Okay, Nate, you know what? I think we're running out of time to learn all the details about your mattress. At this point, there's probably no good time to do this, but let me just ask. Chanel, would you like to go out on another date with Nate? We'll pay for it.
You're kidding, right?
I have to ask you that.
It's policy. No, thank you. Yeah. But if you can get his roommate's phone number for me, I might try that again.
Yeah, he sounds fun.
Nate, could you email us your roommate's phone number, perhaps?
Whatever, I'll give you his number. But you know what? I'm a little angry because you guys are supposed to help me out today. And, you know, we couldn't get to the bottom of what I want to get to the bottom of.
I mean, yeah, you're right. No, your roommate got to the bottom first.
Yeah.
Moving 92.5.